ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the On Cue podcast with yours truly, Orlando, and my beautiful fiance, Nicole. Say hi, Nicole.
Hey.
And we have a big announcement, as we have teased some of you on our social media sites. No, it is not a dog, a new house. We are getting married, but that's not news, as we have been engaged since the birth of our beautiful daughter. The big announcement is exactly what you are listening to right now. Nicole and I are starting our own podcast. So that's what it is. The On Cue podcast.
You tricked so many people.
No, we had everybody thinking that it was...
Announcing another baby
or something like this. But no, it's this podcast, which we have decided that we want to record. We are doing it for ourselves primarily, and our friends and family to enjoy, and that's mainly it.
And for ourselves and for our relationship and for the people.
Yeah, and if people enjoy it and want to listen to it, great for them, and we would like that. Hopefully we can have some entertaining guests on. We can have some people that will help expand everyone's minds. We had to pick a type of podcast when you create it, and we don't really have a type. We might talk about aliens one day and sports one day. I can guarantee you mixed martial arts will appear from time to time, poetry the next day, health and wellness. So the idea is just to talk about things that we talk about anyway, as we spend time together and chat amongst ourselves, just for our friends and family to hear, and hopefully we can entertain some people, and if not, we'll listen to it here in a few years and get a big kick out of it.
I think it'll be fun to listen to.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, hopefully, our goal is hopefully to record at least once a week.
Yeah, for sure, once a week.
You know, and
like once, like every Tuesday. I say once Tuesday.
Yeah, my guess is, knowing us, if we say every Tuesday, but once
that's
a week.
That's the goal.
That's
like
the goal.
Beginning, I mean, we do have a one-year-old.
Yeah.
She's super busy, and we're both really busy, so.
There's that.
Yeah.
So,
maybe like twice a month.
Yeah. And who knows? There might be some weeks we can...
Knock out like four or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm traveling this week. We've got a couple different ideas. Something that I want to see if it works involves some traveling and getting to know strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a few ideas. Definitely the great Tom Murphy will appear on the podcast.
I love Tom.
Definitely a few of my old poet friends that I know that I would love to have on.
That'll be super interesting, because I don't know anything part of that about your world. I don't know any of that.
I'm looking forward to that. Getting in touch with the Miss Julie Eckert, I would love to have on, who was my, who guided me well through my peer education.
Maybe we should do introductions first, because you need to tell people why you're into poetry.
Oh, we should. Well, fire away, baby. Why don't you let these people know a little bit more about you.
About me?
No.
Doll is my nickname, for those of you who don't know. I've been called that since I was legit a baby. When we met, or when Orlando heard that, he said he would never call me that. And then he hung around. Was it my family for... Was it the girls and Pete, Joanna?
Yeah, that's all it took.
Yeah, because, I mean, they don't call me Nicole. So... It just stuck, so that's what you call me. Oh, excuse me. We've done this a couple times, a couple practice runs, and my intro has been so different each time. So I actually had to write it down. And it's kind of tough, because I was looking at it, I'm like, man, I'm just all mom things, because I'm a new mom. How long can someone say they're a new mom?
Well,
I mean, I'm a year in, so...
Yeah, it's just because that's what's on your mind, because that's what you're dealing with currently. But there's a lot more to you than being a mom.
No, I know, but I know a lot of women listening to this can relate to that 1,000%. And that's, like, one of the things on my list that I really want to bring awareness to is all the shit that women go through pregnant, postpartum, what happens, and all the hormonal and emotional things, because I was not prepared. I didn't know.
You know, it's really something, you know, not being the woman, obviously, but something that, I don't know, I guess hindsight, you know, looking back on it, you just think now in 2019, we have all this information at our fingertips, where we are, we're so advanced as a people and as a culture and society. I was still amazed that you had to go through so much and we had to go through so much with all of the advice that you're given. And all of the old wives' tales and, you know, everyone telling us how to raise a kid and how to do this and how to do that. How some of the most important things weren't talked about from mm-hmm. your doctor or from our closest people in our life. Not that they intentionally were neglecting us, but
yeah.
that there was so much that's still left out.
Yeah, there's no awareness around any of it. Like, none of it. And I don't know if it's just because we were so blindsided, because I went through a lot. But anyway, my list was a lot of mom things. So I'm a first-time mom. I was 36 when I had my first baby, which that's a kind of a whole other conversation because people are very much done having their babies, you know, in their late 30s. I'm a work-at-home mom. Newly engaged, which that's in parentheses. Like, can I still call myself newly engaged? I still say that because we didn't celebrate it. Yeah. Because we had a baby.
Right.
And then we were like full on parents.
That was a celebration, though.
That was. But I was, I don't know. I was in the hospital for what, 27 hours and I came home?
Yeah.
From start to finish, you guys. Start to finish from having a baby. Pushed her out of my vagina drug free. And I was home. I don't even, like less than 24 hours after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll keep going. I'm super into health and fitness. It's what I do for my career full time. I help women start and finish their journey. I said this, learning about postpartum recovery, pelvic floor, diastasis recti, postpartum depression. I'm also a holistic parent. I like to do things holistically as best I can. I mean, I'm trying. There's still things that I'm like laundry detergent. I'm not like super crunchy on that. We don't make our own. But.
No. It's like, taking it a bit far.
It's a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
I'm a redhead. I'm messy. I'm a half listener. I come from a big family.
Yeah.
Those are you're like, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, you come from a big family. I wasn't agreeing.
No, you're totally agreeing. I'm a half listener.
Yeah.
I will own that left and right. I'm totally a half listener. Yeah. I think that comes from a big family and my family is a whole other dynamic. That's like 10 podcasts in a row about my family dynamic.
It's interesting to hear you do it this way, where you just wrote it down, listed it, and spoke about it that way versus just telling you and your story, because it's just different to hear it this way. You know?
Well, because
there's so much more to you that I feel like you left out.
Oh, that's funny because, I mean, there is, but again,
all of that was just about you being a mother.
That's what I mean. Like when someone sits down and thinks about it, and I don't know if it's because Evian is in this really big stage, like she's having massive growth, massive psychological changes. And I'm like, maybe that's why I'm like, sometimes checks move out of us sometimes. Cause I'm like, mom, like kid. I don't know. I have no idea. And
well, it's
kind of
like revisionist history. Like when we think about history, we typically think about the things that happened most recently.
Yeah, it consumes us, but
yeah.
I don't know. Consume is a good word for me because it's consuming. And I think this, again, this is a whole other podcast of like what your past does for you. And I didn't start dealing with my past until I was in my 30s. And so, I mean, I'm still like not in the thick of it because I've moved past. I shouldn't say past. I moved through it. I learned how to move through it. But now having a family of my own, it has dug up so many things, and so maybe that's why. I have no idea. I don't know. I just came up with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then I was writing my stuff out, and I was thinking, before when I shared my story, it was all pre-pregnancy. It was all pre-stuff. Then I was like, I'm a person now, and I don't know really how to tell that story. I don't know how to talk about it, share it. I don't know.
Well, hopefully over the duration of our podcast and recording, and hopefully this goes as well as we both want, you'll have plenty of opportunity, and I'm sure there will be some sometimes that we'll really dive into some of those things. I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy for you and myself.
Yeah.
And I also think it'll be healthy for some of our friends and even family to hear.
I hope it brings awareness to people's lives about lots of things.
Yeah.
Things that you have gone through, that we talk about, things that I've gone through. I think that's super important.
I know we've talked about this recently in preparations for this podcast. You know, I've mentioned it. I think the podcast will be good because it'll be a chance for some people to hear us. Not that you and I are ever shy by any means, but it'll be good for us. I think it will definitely help some of our relationships. I know you or I mentioned this, that it may possibly hurt some of our relationships, and hopefully not too bad.
I highly doubt.
But I don't think that either one of us plan on having too many rules here. We're going to just be open and honest. We also agreed that we're not going to edit the podcast, so we are going to record it and then push it out. We'll add a little music or something silly like that, but we're not going to be cutting and trimming and taking things out of the show. If we say something that is a bit abrasive, or we say something that we didn't intend to say, then we'll just own up to it and have to correct ourselves in the future, or just take the pie to the face, whatever it is. But,
well, that's a true conversation. That's how it happens in real life. I mean,
exactly.
You can't edit that out.
I know, it's amazing though how many people do. They'll fix their podcast, you know, they'll take the mistakes out.
Yeah.
If they say something they're afraid will offend people, they'll get rid of it. But that's not our goal here. Our goal is just to be real, to keep it real. Hopefully one day our kids can...
I think it's not about being real. I think it's about being truthful to ourselves. I think that's more important.
Yes, I agree.
Because being real, that's such a facade, I think.
Yeah.
So I think being truthful to yourself is more important than even me telling the truth to you about you or something.
Yeah.
Because if you tell the truth to yourself, it's like it hits on whole another level. Anyway, so tell the people about you.
Yeah, so I am 3 weeks younger than Nicole.
You're such a dick.
And always will be. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm an only child. I don't have a bunch of siblings.
He is an only child, people.
An only child, and yes, I've heard my entire life, oh, you're an only child, so you were spoiled rotten. And
that's
I
not
would,
the case.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was blessed, and I was taken care of, but I was far from spoiled. I grew up bouncing around a bit. Both of my parents have been married several times. My mother is on her fourth and happily married for 23 years, I believe now. My father on his fifth, happily married, I believe, 16, 17 years. But with that, no siblings. Growing up in the city of Houston was interesting. I attended college in San Marcos at Texas State. It was Southwest Texas State, and then became Texas State. And then I left there, moved to Waco, Texas, infamous Waco, Texas, for 4 years, and then took it to Northern Vermont.
No, you need to talk about your poetry first, because you were a poet.
While I was in college there, I got introduced to the spoken word, performance poetry, and particularly slam poetry.
Which I didn't know what that was before I met you.
Yeah, slam is so...
No idea.
So spoken word is just the performance of poetry. Slam is actually the competition part of it, which is silly because no one really cares about the competition, but it's performing an original piece of poetry no longer than 3 minutes and 9 seconds. It's judged on an Olympic scale by people in the audience, so it's a 0.0 to a 10.0 scale. You drop the high score, drop the low score, you get the average of the middle three. That's what slam is. It's just the competitive part, but the spoken word, performance poetry, if you will, that I really fell in love with as I entered college. I come from a family of writers, but I wrote most of my life one way or the other. I think I remember 8th grade, I wrote a play that, you know, my school performed. I've been writing most of my life. I wrote some poetry in high school, but never heard, you know, never really got into this spoken word thing. And then I found a love for it and met some amazing... I was blessed. San Marcos is only about 22 miles south of Austin. Austin is
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas is one of the best poetry scenes in the country, in the world, really.
Which, again, I didn't know.
Yeah, Austin, Texas has always had one of the best poetry scenes. And so I was blessed to be around some of the best poets. Back then, the slam every week was at Egos. And I just fell in love with it. And I was blessed enough to release a little bit of work that maybe one day we'll get into. But yeah, that does have a bit to do with about me. I have been railroading for 12 years. I absolutely love my job.
According to Eviana, choo-choo.
That's right, choo-choo. I moved up to northern Vermont and became a train dispatcher. Now been back here in the great state of Texas, here in Fort Worth, for 4.5 years. And I work with an amazing team. And I'm responsible for a dispatching center where we dispatch for short line railroads around the country. And it's phenomenal. I'm big into sports, in particular mixed martial arts, all the basic ball sports that you grow up as being a young man in Texas, baseball, football, basketball. But I like watching people get punched in the face.
Which is crazy. He's always like, here, watch this. Like, watch him get hit. Watch this. And I'm like, I cannot hang.
Because it's... I think Dahl has the problem with separating the violence. To me, it's not violent because it's two people that are agreeing to do something. To me, when there's violence is when one party involved is not in agreement to do something. To me, that's the difference. But yeah, it can be brutal, but I love that. And I try not to be a violent man. If it were up to me, I'd be as peaceful as possible. Very important part to my life that I'd like to get back to and be a little better at. I feel like I've slipped away over the last few years. Not that I'm some crazy thug by any means, but I definitely feel like I'm not meeting the potential or living the life that I really had hoped to by the time I became a parent. Hmm. And that's it. I mean, there's a bit more to both of us, clearly, and that will come up.
I forgot to tell people I'm from Iowa. I wonder if they'll be able to tell.
I don't know. You don't have too much. I mean, you say...
When I'm around my family, it comes out strong.
Yeah, when you refer to certain things such as bags.
It's a bag.
It's a bag. Yeah. But you don't have too strong of an accent.
Yeah.
You know, something that we'll talk about here is that you probably... You can listen to this with your kids, but we might say words like earlier when she called me a dick. Oh. And we might... You know, we might curse from time to time. Nicole will definitely curse more than I will.
That's not fair.
She has a problem with the F word. No,
that's totally not fair.
I'm joking. But you know, our goal for this is really to have no rules. We want to keep it as rule-free as possible and just talk about things in real life. And hopefully you really enjoy it. I don't know, is there anything else that we should talk about here? This is just a quick introduction. Let everybody know what we've been talking about, the big announcement, and here it is. You'll be able to find us. It will be pushed out. We're recording on Anchor, so you can download the Anchor app for free.
Which I need to get credit for.
Yes.
I found it.
Yes, definitely. Dahl found it. It's a great app. It's a free app that we will use. We will definitely promote in our future shows. We'll put some little commercials in there. Speaking of which, we're not doing this. We will provide the opportunity to monetize it, you know, but that's not the goal here. Any money that we do make, we've already agreed we're recording right now on our iPhone with a little lapel mic. And
it's attached
to the diaper bag. We're sitting in our bedroom. So our goal, if we make money, we'll put back into getting some better equipment. Mm-hmm. But that's not the goal here. But anyway, it will be out on Spotify, iTunes, other platforms. Anchor does push it to. You can find Nicole. This will all be, you'll see this all, in, the links will all be in the bio there on Anchor. But
My Facebook is my name, Nicole Sudbeck. And then my business page on Facebook is Iowa Gets Fit. If you just type in Iowa Gets Fit, you'll find me. And then my Instagram is Nicole.Sudbeck. So
I am on the IG, right? Instagram.
The
Look at
gram.
Me. A poet as well. And then just my name on Facebook, Orlando Quiros. We should talk about the name real quick. Speaking
of
names.
Yeah, get it together, Quiros. Come
on
now. On
Cue. That's right. I mentioned at the very beginning, and that was it. So the On Cue podcast is what we came up with. On, so those are our initials, Orlando and Nicole. Cue, although we're using it as Q-U-E-U-E, like we're right on point. We're right in line, right on point. But Nicole will soon share my name. It's kind of hard to
and
say.
And our baby's name.
And our baby's name, which is Quiros. And that starts with a Q. So we figured that goes perfect. Mm-hmm. We're right on cue, the On Cue podcast.
We need to have this pod, after we do this, we need to talk about how we met. We need to do all of that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Well, that'll be
That's
a separate,
such
that,
a
maybe
cool
that'd be
story.
Our first show. We haven't even talked about our first show.
Yeah.
But we hope you enjoy it. Tell people about it if you think they'll enjoy it. If you have any ideas or suggestions, you can send us email at weoncue at gmail. That's weoncueue at gmail. For any ideas, suggestions, if you have anybody you think would be great for us to have on, please share all the information you have. That's what this is all about.
I mean, if anything, just subscribe.
Yeah.
Just do us a solid and just subscribe.
That helps.
Because, I mean, it just boosts our ego of people love us.
It just shows us
at the end of the day,
someone's listening. I think there's some, you know, all the people that I listen to, they say subscribe, rate, and review. I'm not even sure if
people
do
you
do
have
yet.
To subscribe. And yeah, you have to, yes.
Okay.
Look at you knowing all this stuff. Generally, I have to teach Orlando how to post a picture on social media.
I'm getting
he
there.
Doesn't know how to do it.
I'm getting there. Well, Dahl, I think we did good. Anything else you think we should leave him with?
I don't think so, babe.
All right, folks. Well, listen, we really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Take care and be peace.